They've tried to steal our pavlova, claimed to be the original creators of the flat white, and now it appears Australia could be coming for our cops and other skilled workers. Industry leaders from the Northern Territory were at an Auckland expo over the weekend extolling the virtues of working over the ditch. There were stalls looking to recruit police and corrections officers, hospitality workers, health professionals, tourism operators and construction and infrastructure workers. And a number of Kiwis visiting the expo told Checkpoint that the better pay and better work opportunities are very tempting indeed. But what will it mean for New Zealand's already declining workforce if they take up the offer? Bella Craig reports.
For Kiwis across the Motu, it's a dispiriting daily grind. Apply for jobs, often receiving no reply. And then when they do land an interview, queues of people are lining up for the same job. It can take hundreds of applications, and often many months, before something finally comes through. The unemployment rate in New Zealand is at a four-year high, at 5.1%, so it's very competitive out there. But in Australia's Northern Territory, they're desperate for people to join their workforce, and they've got Kiwis in their sights.
Want to know where there are jobs aplenty and endless opportunities? Australia's Northern Territory.
On Saturday morning at Auckland's Manukau Dewdrops Event Centre, the expo is bustling with hundreds of students, job hunters, and people just looking for a change. They told Checkpoint finding a job in Aotearoa is increasingly difficult.
I'm looking for other work at the moment and there's literally nothing out there. Thousands of people applying for jobs that I wouldn't usually apply for. I'm actually struggling a lot. So I try and let you know not to show it, but deep down it really gets to me, you know, like the cost of everything.
If you see the applications, like 150 people apply, 200 people, and like you'll still be waiting for an answer. So it's difficult to find a job here.
So I'm almost finished with graduating. I'm studying law, and I've already looked at graduate jobs, and New Zealand has like 30.
The Northern Territory's allure lies in its higher salaries, more job opportunities, and the possibility of buying a home there.
Like, I'm renting a two-bedroom house here for $550. And at the same time, when I see my sister, she's in Alice Springs, she's renting a two-bedroom house for $350.
Hearing all this today, it's something that we really love to do. And it's so much opportunity out there.
Just for better opportunities, family life, life-work balance, all of that, better opportunities, really. Be able to own a home.
I feel really bad going into a job that pays so like so little, and I've studied so hard where there's like a $20,000 difference if I start here or if I start there.
Damien Charles from the Northern Territory ICT and Digital Services Industry says there's a wider range of opportunities in the sector compared to New Zealand. A 30 to 40k pay bump doesn't hurt either.
And having listened to a number of people come through in the sessions already today, and they're quite downcast about the ICT and digital sector here in New Zealand at the moment, and quite hard to get into the market, and even for people with existing skills and experience. So, you know, that creates an opportunity for those that maybe are looking for somewhere where has that need right now.
Andrew Craven from the Northern Territory Police says they're looking for new recruits to join the police, an experienced police, who might want a change in scenery. First-year constables earn a salary of $111,000 compared to $83,000 here. After 5 years in the force, that increases to $121,000 in the Northern Territory, compared with $91,000 here. There's also a housing allowance of up to $34,000 for officers jumping the ditch. Mr Craven says there's many similarities between the Northern Territory and New Zealand police forces.
We speak to New Zealand police a lot because obviously we're interviewing experienced police, and some of the things that the Northern Territory makes headlines for seem to be particularly, and this is just their experience, not mine, I'm just retelling it, particularly in the Northern Ireland, I think they have very similar problems. So I think the policing in general is going to be very similar.
Dr. Tansel Rahman, Member of the Parliament of the Northern Territory for Fong Lim in Darwin's East, made the trip to New Zealand to help snag some Kiwi workers. He says the Northern Territory offers a different lifestyle, better pay, a higher quality housing market, and a warmer climate.
Australia and do move to Australia. And if you're looking for meaningful work opportunities that are well remunerated, then again, the north of Australia is a really good option.
But for these Kiwis, the grass isn't greener.
Australia's way too hot and it's too much drama there than New Zealand.
I think I would stay in New Zealand. We've got plenty of water here and lots less things that want to kill us.
People don't realise that in New Zealand we look after our retirees a lot better than they do in Australia.
I was offered about 1.7 times what I would earn here in New Zealand to go straight over to Aussie. But what do you like about New Zealand?
Oh, what I love about New Zealand is the people and the culture. Yeah, we moved here when I was young from South Africa, so I call New Zealand my home, and I'll stay.
Oh, we've got the most beautiful scenery in the world, great people, and a wonderful future. I'd stay here.
The job expos were held in Christchurch and Auckland over the last two weekends, hosting jobs and information sessions for Kiwis keen to get a glimpse on life and work in the Territory.